Dreamers have hope. They have hope that things could get better.
Mm.
When you stop dreaming, it's like a part of you kind of dies, you know? And I've definitely been in a season where the dreaming well is dry.
Hey, Mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast, a safe space to help you transform the way that you approach motherhood and life. If you're a mom struggling with self-worth, overwhelmed with overstimulation, looking to slow down, conquer mom guilt, let go of external pressures, or even embark on a spiritual awakening, you are in the right place. Let's break free from that survival mode cycle by waking up from autopilot and authentically embracing our inner self-love, trust, and connection. Imagine if every single part of your life was perceived through a lens of expansion, value, worthiness, self-awareness, and acceptance. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood and was always in my own head, never feeling good enough. I realized if I wanted to make a change, it started within me. And in finding that freedom, I've dedicated my life's work to helping other moms heal from the inside out to come back home to themselves too. So take my hand, Mama. Let's set the foundation to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, belief, joy, love, and balance. If you are ready to weed the fluff, get to the root of cultivating real change, and feel connected to yourself on a love-rooted level, let's dive in and discover the power within you. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, Mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, beautiful mamas, and welcome to another episode of the Balanced Mom Method podcast. This is your host and intuitive life mentor, Jenna Smith, and I'm so thrilled to have you join us on this special Christmas Day episode. What better time to dive into such a meaningful discussion like we are about to have than on the day to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ? We have a remarkable guest with us today, Polly Payne, the CEO and founder of Horatio Printing. Originally from the Gulf Coast of Alabama, she then moved to New York City to pursue her dreams. And after 6 years in advertising, she moved to Horatio Street and began her dream to create a God-centered planning company. She has sold over 45,000 dream planners around the world and has raised over $73,000 to fight human trafficking through the partnership with A21. She has launched her own print school in 2022 to empower other dreamers to make their own Bible studies, journals, and planners as well. She is such a big fan of empowering the next generation of creators. And now Polly lives in Lookout Mountain, Georgia, with her husband and two children, literally moving mountains with her mission. So thank you so much for joining us today on this special day. I'm so excited to dive into such an inspiring conversation. So Polly, I would love to pass over the mic to have you introduce yourself a little bit more intimately and share with us just your story leading into where you are today.
Woohoo! Well, thanks for having me and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes.
Woohoo! Hopefully Santa visited everyone this morning because you guys were all on the nice list.
Yeah.
So I'm Polly. And as Jenna just read in the bio for me, I'm the CEO and founder of Horatio Printing. And I started that dream in August of 2014. In a season of my life where I was definitely kind of in a mess. Like, I wasn't pursuing my dreams. My schedule was a mess. I was kind of living by the seat of my pants, and I had big dreams, but they were all on the back burner. Like, oh, I want to do this, and I want to start a company, and I want to create something. And I had dreams, but I just was not pursuing them intentionally with my schedule. And there was a pastor who came to our church in New York, and I was just starting to go to church again as I was 26 years old. And I started attending church again and finding my relationship with the Lord. And he came and he preached on the importance of understanding that your life is your canvas and that we are all artists because we're created in the image of God. And God is such an imaginative, creative creator. Mm-hmm. And we are all made in his image. Therefore, we are called to create and to design and to do. Even if you don't feel like you're a creative artist, you are, and your life is your canvas. And it was that book that really inspired me to start a planner because I knew I needed to get my life in order. I wanted to pursue my dreams. And so I made a Christian planner and we just kind of took it from there. You know, I made the company in 3 months. We sold out of our first run of planners. That Horatio printing itself was a side hustle of mine for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And then eventually it grew into a place where I could leave my 9 to 5. Not that I was making the same salary from my 9 to 5, but I was making what I needed to make minimum to, mm-hmm. you know, kind of do my own thing. And, yeah, God has been so faithful and blessed us. It's been a long road these past 9 years. Mm-hmm. But those lessons have been really powerful, and they've been very humbling and educational in the sense of I can really trust God, you know, knock on wood, like nothing crazy happens, you know what I mean? But like, it has strengthened my faith and my trust in him, because for so long I believed if I truly trusted God with everything, I would lack. Mm-hmm. There was like this lie in the back of my head that if I truly trusted God with everything, he would leave me high and dry, or like I would have less than what I need. Mm-hmm. And that's a really powerful lie that I think is easy to believe. And he's just proven year over year that he's faithful and he's trustworthy. And we've grown the company, and now we have devotionals and journals and accessories. And then I launched the print school to help other people create their devotionals and journals and planners. And it's been really fun watching the fruit of the students and the impacts that they're making now. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the journey in a nutshell.
That's so powerful. And I just have to say for everyone listening, how hard it is to actually surrender. And I love how you touched on that, because you have to have this faith, this belief, but it's not tangible. You can't see it. You can't feel it. And then we live in such a busy world with everything coming at us all the time. It's very hard to let go per se and actually surrender to that divine plan, to your life's calling, whatever you kind of want to call that, right? But to take that next step, it's very, very hard, especially as you shared, if you're in a very hard ship, like if you're struggling yourself, like you almost feel like you have to keep up with that rat race and you keep doing the same thing over and over. And then you're like, I know that's a definition of insanity, but you know, so it's so beautiful how you shared that. And it's so, so powerful. Thank you for sharing kind of how that transpired. I know we're going to dive into a very thought-provoking, deep topic, and I want you to take this as deep as you will. When to dream, right? When to plan and when to let go, when to surrender. And kind of my first question is, we've chatted a bit, you know, prior to hopping on here, and you mentioned that dreaming is tied to hope. So I would love for you to just elaborate on that connection between hoping and dreaming and why that's essential for us to kind of pursue and take those first steps.
Yeah. So when we think about why we dream, dreamers have hope. They have hope that things could get better. Mm. When you stop dreaming, it's like a part of you kind of dies, you know, and I've definitely been in a season where the dreaming well is dry. And I don't have space to dream because I'm surviving. And I don't have space to dream because I'm hurt. Mm-hmm. And maybe a dream didn't go the way I wanted it to. And my expectations weren't met. And so we can get in this place of, I don't want to dream again because I don't want to have missed expectations. And, you know, not having the dream come to fruition is painful. Mm-hmm. And we want to avoid pain, right? So not dreaming is a way of keeping us what we think is safe. Mm-hmm. Right? It's a safety mechanism. If I dream too big, I'm going to get hurt because I've had a dream before. It didn't come to pass, or that dream became really painful. And sometimes dreams can become burdens. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I love my children, my blessings, but they're heavy at times, right? There's dreams that we have like, oh, this is such a great dream. I finally have my little baby, you know, month 4 sleep regression, like it's like, oh, this dream is difficult, you know. Uh-huh. This dream is stretching. This dream is depleting parts of me I didn't know it would, and it's different than what I expected. And so dreams can be heavy. Dawn Cherie says it a really great way. She said living the dream doesn't always feel like living the dream. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I think sometimes we give up on dreaming because we've given up on hope that things could change, or hope that we are enough, mm-hmm. to fulfill it. We give up on hope that God would consider us worthy for a dream. because of what we've done in our past, what we've done yesterday, you know, mm-hmm. like the state of our heart, the state of our home. And we could just kind of give up hope that he would consider us useful. Mm-hmm. And I've been in all those positions. That's why I talk about it. Cause I've been there for many dreams of like, I don't know, God would use me for that. And what I have learned about dreaming is, and being used by God is just a matter of you being available, period. God will use you as you are. He's gifted you with specific talents that you're probably currently using for things other than the kingdom. And God's like, hey, I put that in you for kingdom work. You don't understand it yet, but one day you will. And all of those gifts that he's given you are meant for his purposes. Mm-hmm. That's why you have them. And so he wouldn't create you and create you the special way that you are if he didn't deem you useful or worthy to be used mm-hmm. and to have a great calling on your life. He doesn't create things he doesn't want to use, you know? And so I think the more that you become familiar with his presence and his word and his love, you can start dreaming again, because if you understand who he is and how much he loves you and how powerful he is and how capable he is to make everything align in a second, you can trust him, which will give you hope. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of I've been sitting on that for a while too, like just how good he is, but also how scary it is to trust in his goodness, mm-hmm. you know? And that's still a journey for me, you know?
Well, and I feel like it's just a journey for this life experience, right? Because there's a really big bridge and there's a lot of beliefs. There's a lot of avenues. There's that compass that we have to follow. And that's kind of what you were saying with, you know, you are living for his kingdom. And sometimes we get lost in our ego or what we think is right or whatever that might be, the expectations that we have on ourselves. And to connect that back, like bridging that gap, that I feel like it's a life experience. And that is mm-hmm. that's part of our life experience. So I thought that you explained that and very beautifully. It's very powerful. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So when do you dream? You know, to answer that question, if you haven't dreamed in a while, like now's the time. Like there's no like, you know, oh, you have to wait for next week on January 1st. Like you could do it today. You could wait for January 1st. What a great time to do it. Like you're right there at the precipice of like, it's a whole new year next week.
Yeah.
Literally you're stepping into a brand new year. So why not do it now? I think dreaming should be fun. We have a entire course that comes with my planner called the Dream Planning Essentials course. And it walks you through dream planning and how to align with God at the beginning of the year and then sit with questions and have fun with these questions about dreaming, you know, because maybe you just haven't taken the time to sit and think and to sit and dream with the Holy Spirit. Because often if we don't sit with ourselves, our dreams will start to just mimic everyone else we're seeing online. Like, oh, she went on a trip. I'm going to go on a trip. She started that. I'm going to start that. She did this. I want to do that. And there's nothing wrong with having people that you aspire to and like watching their journey and gaining inspiration from them. You know, I've definitely done that in my journey. Mm-hmm. But if we're not careful, we won't take time to sit and really think about what God is whispering in our heart and have those moments of stillness.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say the stillness, the silence, the listening and allowing the messages to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's really well said. And a little tangent, I'm going to reel it back in. But in my prayers and my meditation, it was just a week or two ago, something came to me like, come back to your inner child, have more play, use your imagination. And something that you said, that just sparked the remembrance of that, because the imagination piece, the dreaming piece, right? I just think it's so, so powerful and something in such a busy world that we lose sight of because we're on that hamster wheel and we're just going, 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 going. So it's just crucial to take that time to step back. Mm-hmm. And get still and listen.
Yeah. And, mm-hmm. and let your imagination have fun. Some people are scared of their imagination because they're like, oh, what if that's against the will? Like, is my imagination God's will? Mm-hmm. You know, like the imagination's the devil's playground, you know, like, can I use it? Can I have fun with that? Can I dream big, crazy dreams? Like, is that selfish to dream? Like, how do I know if it's a God dream? You know? Mm-hmm. And I think those are some of the questions I get sometimes in my line of work. Mm-hmm. And so I've been pondering these things for a while. And, you know, your imagination is God inspired because you're created in the image of God, mm-hmm. period. There are people who have evil dreams and good dreams. So why is that? You know, there's people that have done some horrible, evil stuff this year, right? We've seen that play out and it's sickening. Mm-hmm. Well, they're created in the image of God. How can I trust my dreams and my imagination? It's like everything is born out of your heart and what you're absorbing, what you're listening to, what you're following, what you're reading, you know, what you're watching. So we, as Christians, we have to be really vigilant about what we're absorbing and what we're letting nourish us. You know, John 15, abide in me as I abide in you. Like, let my love nourish your heart. That's out of the Passion Translation, which is such a fun translation for that chapter. Mm-hmm. We have to let his love and his words nourish us so that we can birth healthy dreams. Mm-hmm. If we're in a scarcity mindset, we're going to birth scarcity dreams. If we're in a jealous mindset, we're going to birth jealousy dreams, you know, and that's why it's so important to do the heart work and to sit with God so that we can birth healthy dreams. Mm-hmm. I think the number one dream to have, truly the number one dream to have, is for you to walk into 2024 being the most whole and healthy version of yourself, not from zero to perfect overnight, mm-hmm. you know, like starting January 1st, yeah. 30, vegan, you know,
75 hard. Yeah.
I'm just going to go all out, yeah. you know, everything, 1 hour quiet time in the morning, like date night every week, like yeah. house is clean, laundry's done, everything's organized. Like, you know, I can be that way. Like, let's just go hard. Let's just yeah. do it all. Let's just be perfect tomorrow. That's the desire, right? But it's just a matter of wholeness, not perfect, but making sure that your week and the things that you're doing in that week on a minimum basis is setting you up to live in wholeness, especially mm-hmm. in the areas of your life you're the most discouraged. And when you can start pumping the air in the tires of the tires in your life that are low, or like filling up the well that's empty, whether that's your finances, your physical life, your spiritual life, your motherhood, your marriage, like what area is the worst right now for you, mm-hmm. investing in that in your weekly schedule as a rhythm, you know, something minimal that just keeps that part not becoming empty. If you can start to walk in wholeness and have wholeness in all those areas, not perfection, that's when God can really lay the calling on you. Mm-hmm. That's when God can whisper the bigger things, because he knows, okay, I can actually give her this calling to have her do this other thing, and it's not going to make her drown. Because God's kind. Mm-hmm. He really is. He's like, hey, listen, you can't handle this right now. I've got these things for you, these boxes mm-hmm. over here, but I'm not going to hand them to you because right now it would flood you out. That's the beauty. It's like, you have to, let's just work towards wholeness mm-hmm. so that you can carry the dream.
I love that about your planner, how you have that canvas. And I got chills when you said it way at the beginning of the episode, because it brought me back to your planner, the whole beginning, your canvas that you're writing out, and then you have it quarterly or seasonally within that planner. And it's so just beautifully and powerfully put together. Your planner is incredible. I am so excited to use it in a couple of weeks. And so just kind of moving forward with some maybe tangible things, but with planning, like how you were saying, how like that was kind of the inspiration of your business, like you were struggling yourself. So planning plays a very crucial role in achieving dreams, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you differentiate, you know, planning for your dreams versus being so specifically tied to an outcome? And this is mm-hmm. kind of going back to like our will, our expectations, what we're putting on ourselves. So where is that, you know, balance between, is this God's will, my ego, devil, enemy, however you want to cup that other piece.
Mm-hmm. So planning, let's talk tactical first.
Okay.
My weekly schedule. I plan usually any time between Friday and Sunday for my next week. Mm-hmm. And I sit down, I look at my week, I add in my appointments, right? Like I've got a podcast interview with Jenna, you know, this is in the planner. I've got my scheduled appointments. I've got my time to work. I've got my morning time and my evening time. And then I add in what Chelsea Joe teaches, and she's added into my planners, my fundamental needs. And those are the things I'm using to pump up the tires and make sure I'm not going to flood out with my finances, with my marriage, with my motherhood, with all the areas, my physical life, right? So I've got add in my workouts, even if it's just one a week, you know, we're just doing something here, right? Mm-hmm. I'm doing a time where I'm adding in and reconciling my budget on Tuesdays, because what I've learned for me, this is a work in progress. If I leave it all for the last day of the month, I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to reconcile right. the budget. But if I just go ahead and once a week on Tuesday, which I found that Tuesdays are much more productive than Fridays. So don't put a lot of admin work on your Friday. Yeah. That's not for me. Like Tuesday, I'm like ready to go. And so Tuesday morning, that's when I update my budget. I add everything in. How are we doing on our grocery budget, for example? And that just is this check-in I do. So that's just a really tactical example of like an area of my wheel that I'm adding into my week, and not just going, I want to be better with my budget. But instead, on Tuesdays, I actually check our bank account and I put them into our spreadsheet. And like, I know how we're doing in the areas that are not like fixed expenses, but variable, right? So sure. It's that kind of systems that are helpful with planning. And that helps me step into a place where we're having a savings account. Mm-hmm. And like that savings account is part of me being able to carry my calling. Does that make sense? And so that's the planning on the tactical side. I plan my week and I have these fundamental needs of like, we do our marriage journal on Sunday night. And that just helps me and my husband clear anything that's harboring from the week before and mm-hmm. look at the week ahead. And also ask each other, how can I pray for you? And like, what's one thing you can do for me this week? And I can do for you. And like, that's really helpful, you mm-hmm. know? So things like that are in my, I call those like everyday dreams. And that's just helping me be a whole person. Mm-hmm. And like not just be surviving. Now, when it comes to planning the bigger dreams, the most important thing I've learned about dreams is you have to surrender them. Have as much fun as you want dreaming all of them. I don't care what it is. If you have a dream to have a Lamborghini, I'm not against that dream. Mm-hmm. Whatever, you know, like have the dream. What are you going to use? Are you going to do something cool? You're going to drive kids around in it. I don't know. Like I'm not against like whatever dream you want to have, but what we have to do is lay every dream at his feet and surrender it. That's where like the playing is. It's like, have fun with the canvas of dreams. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with dreaming to have a husband, dreaming to have a baby, like dreaming to have finally owning a home, like whatever those dreams are. They don't all have to be, I want to start an orphanage. You know, like it can only be a dream if it's this type of dream, because that's what I'm supposed to want. Like we are needed as Christians in all areas of life, all spheres of life, you know? And so let him call you to what that is, right? I have a girl in print school who made a Tupperware party planner, you know? And it's like, she's called into that space, right? And like, that's great. Like, let your dreams be your dreams. Be childlike in them. But the final piece is surrendering them to Jesus so he can take them. And when they are fulfilled, they're his. Mm-hmm. They're not yours. Oh, look what I did. I fulfilled this. Now my identity is I succeeded at a dream. Mm-hmm. It's no. These are surrendered to God. Now they're his. And when he brings them to fruition, he gets the glory. And you co-labor. You still show up. You still work. You still bring excellence. You still bring your 100% to the table. But it's in God's hands how that outcome comes out. And it's not the weight of, I have to have this happen because now these dreams are my identity. Mm-hmm. If they succeed, I'm a winner. If they fail, I'm a loser. Mm-hmm. That's too heavy. You're not supposed to carry it, you know? So that's the surrender piece, is like, it has to be in his hands. The year I finally surrendered my dreams was like, I think it was, I'll be honest. I never really did that. I had dreams. I thought they were fun. I wrote them on my planner and then like, yeah, these are cool. The year I finally truly surrendered my dreams, they all happened.
And that's power. Like that, I was thinking that in, as you were just speaking, because once you know, because you're like, well, how do I know if I've truly surrendered? How do I know if I've truly let go? And it's like that you know feeling. Because it, for me, it was like this weight was lifted. And it's like, you don't have, you're not doing it for you. You're not doing it for your, you know, just peace of mind or self image or whatever that might be. And it was this weight lifted. And what you just, it was so beautiful. Like, you know.
Yeah. And a lot of the dreams that came true were out of my control. They were dreams I just had on my list every year. Like, totally out of my control. This is the dream. Love for it to happen. And that was the first year I finally said, you know what? If it happens, great. If it doesn't happen, great. Like, you're good and I'm good and I'm okay with it not happening. You know, it was like, I finally just actually surrendered in my heart of like, you can do it or not.
Right.
I'm good. You know, like, I trust. And then it all happened. And it was like, oh my word, you know, like, you know, then it was like, really had like, my faith was just in a whole nother level. And I don't tell you that to have you like, all right, that's the formula. Like, I've got to figure out this formula to like rig it so God does the thing, you know? And, but it's just true surrender because God wants our heart, you know? And when we trust him, we have hope. And that's what it all comes back to. You can dream when you can hope for something different. Get above the circumstances that you're in now and realize, okay, this is not the final chapter. This is not the final story to my story, you know? There's a future and a hope. Yeah. And so, yeah, that's the planning piece, I think.
And it's something to add like that other layer. And I don't know if you can relate to this when you said like your dreams, they happened and it was just like, oh my gosh, that other layer piece of you have it in your mind. Like, this is how I think it's going to happen. And it was completely different. And, you know, it's like that cliche saying, like, it's going to be better than you imagined.
Oh yeah.
You know? And it's just, I come back to that bridge all the time because it's just like, it's so hard and I'm still on it. You know, I feel like in a sense, we all kind of are still on that bridge, but from getting to one point to another, I know I'm moving forward. Like, I know I'm like closer and closer and closer. And I feel like, again, going back to that's just your life experience. And it's, I just keep saying it's so beautiful because it is. So tell us, we are a week away from the new year. I would love to know more about your planner. I mean, I have devoured it already. I can't wait to start using it, but tell everyone the services that you offer and just kind of what we have in the 2024 dream planner.
Okay. Well, the planner is at HoratioPrinting.com. It's so beautiful. If I do say so myself, just it's a high end luxury Christian planner. Cause I believe if something is Christian, it should be excellent. I think a lot of people think they have a hall pass to create things that are kind of dinky because it's Christian. So I think it should be the opposite. I think it should be more beautiful than anything the world creates. That's why I love the Chosen series because they're doing it with such excellence, you know, whereas like sometimes you'll be like, oh yeah, it's a Christian movie. Oh, is it good? Well, it's good. It's Christian, you know, it's good. You know, it's like, it's not that great or it's B actors or whatever, you know, it's a B movie. And anyways, so I digress, but they are beautiful planners. And the front section has, you know, dream planning and the personal growth wheel, and you figure out what your fundamental needs are. And we go through a refocus cloud. We go through a heart check. We go through generosity planning. Cause it's really about intentional living and living out your dream and becoming a whole version of yourself. So you can partner with God in your day-to-day life and in your big God-sized dreams. And so it's a beautiful planner. You can grab one. And then I also have my print school, which is an incredible program and includes two big courses. One is called Print School and one is called Launch School. So it's really how to print and then how to launch your dream paper product. And it really has everything in it to go from an idea to a paper product to then a paper product company. So that's fantastic. I have a free workshop if you're interested where I share the whole dream printing method and like timelines and costs of like, what does it cost to print? How long does it take? Over at HoratioPrinting.com/workshop. So that workshop's available too.
Wonderful. And I just have to plug your planner again because it came so beautifully packaged. And I gave the little bag it came in to my son and he was so excited. Like it was just so every little detail from the packaging to when you flip through every page, the stickers, the pen, the bookmarks, like it's so beautifully done. it is an amazing planner. If you are on the hunt for a 2024 planner, head to HoratioPrinting.com.
Yay, thank you so much.
It's amazing. So kind of leaving here, I have one more question. And this is kind of just if you feel open to sharing a little bit more about your journey. So in starting, you know, founding your business, like share with us almost an example of navigating kind of that balance between, you know, because obviously you've failed forward, right? You've gone through failures. You've not, I don't even want to say failures, but you know.
Oh, sure. No, they are. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you make those pivots or those turns and you have to come back home to yourself and figure out, okay, what is this next step? So if you could share kind of just an example and how you intervened and kind of did redirect through that.
One's coming to mind when I launched my first business program, because mm-hmm. I had a lot of people coming to me saying, hey, I want to make a business. I want business coaching. So I was offering like one-on-one business coaching. And I was like, you know, I'm going to make a little program, a little 12-week thing, you know, a little coaching program and pre-record it so I don't have to stress. And I was pregnant with my first child. And I thought, well, that'd be great. I'll make a course and it'll make money while I'm, you know, learning how to breastfeed my first child. And so I filmed it and released it when I was probably like 7 or 8 months pregnant. And I'd really hyped it up and I was so excited. And I spent, you know, 60 hours on this thing. And I finally launched it. And I think like two people bought it. And I was so sad because I was like, God, I really thought this was going to be the thing. And I really thought this was going to be powerful. And I thought people would care about my information and that they would want to know how I did this. And, you know, this was back in 2018. Mm-hmm. And so I was just upset and hurt. And like, I lost hope mm-hmm. and I lost joy. And that night I was laying in bed and I was like, I just don't have any hope and joy. Like this yeah. is just a big failure. Mm-hmm. People didn't know that, you know, on the outside, no one could tell on Instagram that, you know, I was just like, yeah, I launched it, you know?
Yeah.
And deep down, I was like, God, like, should I even do this? Mm-hmm. Like, did I totally miss the mark? And laying in bed that night, I just felt God say, like, where's your hope? Where have you placed your hope? Like, where have you placed your joy? And I realized it was all misplaced. I had put all my hope and joy in the success of this, I don't know what I called it then, some business thing a long time ago.
Your course.
And, yeah, the course. Some course I made on Member Vault, I think. Anyways, and I was like, yeah, he's like, it's supposed to be in me. Never in this stuff. And I just sat there and cried and said, thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like just what I needed to hear. It was like a warm hug. Mm-hmm. And I realized like when we lose our hope and we lose our joy, it's because it's misplaced. Mm-hmm. It's not in the right spot. And that next morning I woke up to 10 sales.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I had 12 people sign up for my business. So I think a few more people, you know, trickled in and stuff, but you know, you've probably seen that when you launch something, the initial sales aren't as big, but like when the cart closes, they are anyway. So it was like, okay, just trust the process and like trust God and like, but don't forget where your hope and your joy is. And that was just one example of things. We've had many failures and stuff, but you know, I go back to 2 Chronicles chapter 20 a lot where he's just like, the battle belongs to the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, what you're going to do? Cause I don't know what to do. You know?
Yeah.
It's just bringing it back to that surrender. That's a great chapter to read. If you're stuck in a battle is 2 Chronicles 20. It's great.
And that, I feel like just bringing that full circle with motherhood and life in general, I feel like we do get just so caught in, again, like our vision, like what we think is it. And there's so many times where if we take that step back and again, get still and silent and wait for that message to come in, even if it's not going to happen, right? It's just not happening within the way that you're expecting possibly. So that's beautiful to keep your hope, keep your joy. It just is misplaced. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
This was just such a wonderful episode. Thank you so much. And everyone, everything that we discussed, where you could find your planner, it'll be linked in the show notes below. Thank you again for spending your time with us here and have a wonderful Christmas, everybody. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. We're sending our love and light.
Did you find this episode relatable and compelling? Please give me a review.
Thank you so much for spending this sacred time with me on the Balanced Mama the podcast. I am sending you so much love and covering you in light, praying this episode has helped you in some way. And if it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a written review sharing how it's impacted your life. It truly lights me up hearing how you are on your way to your breakthrough. And also, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her that we are never alone and to help give her that empowerment to take that first step. And be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our motherhood empowerment community, and if and when it feels good to you, learn how we could work together to help you reclaim your power, Mama. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.